Okay, is this thing on? Oh my god. Okay. Okay. Deep breath. Ah, deep breath. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies, boys and girls, pimps and pimpettes, there's nothing in the cosmos as amazing as being me. Okay, I talked about it because I saw it on the Twitterverse. It must be true, right? The day without women. Details coming soon. It's the day. Wait. Hold on. It's not the same as... Oh my god! If only it could have been so beautiful. All right. I went to the website. It's the Day Without Women. It is on March the 8th. March the 9th is the triggering. Oh, if only they would have set their fucking Day Without Women on the day of the triggering. Oh, but God, that's going to make it even better, because on the triggering, we'll be able to tweet, hashtag the triggering, Day Without Women, period. Didn't notice the difference. Or, better yet, Day Without Women. Got more work done than ever. Hashtag the triggering. Okay, here it is, womensmarch.com. Here it is, on International Women's Day, March 8th. Women and our allies. Okay, so there's a gender binary. You're either a man or a woman. You're a boy or a girl. So women and their allies. That means men. Because women can't actually accomplish anything unless men come along for the ride to do all the actual fucking work. You want to impress me? Girls, you want to fucking impress me? Why don't you try doing something, anything, without men participating in it to do the actual fucking work part? Women and our allies will act together for equality. No, not equal. Equity. Sorry, can't read. Equity. Whatever the fuck that means, justice, whatever in the fuck that means, so, and the human rights of women. Human rights of, except for those women in Muslim countries that have their clitorises cut off and get stoned to death for not being virgins, we don't give a fuck about those women. In fact, we want the Muslims who cut their clitorises off and stone them to death to come to the United States and rape us, because no self-respecting white men will actually have sex with us because we are feminist and we are fat and we are ugly and we have armpit hair and we have mustaches. Through a one-day demonstration of economic solidarity. Because one day is the most women can go without spending money. Now, what did I tell you when I first, what I said? I said, well, what are women going to do? Not come to work? Well, that'll be great because all the men will be at work. There'll be no women there. They'll actually get work done for the first time in possibly years because there won't be any women there to fucking prevent them from accomplishing things. Or what are women going to do? What are they going to do? Not go shopping? Right? I said that. What are you going to do? Not go shopping? Okay, great. You won't spend money that day. The next day, you'll go out and you'll just spend money. What is this going to fucking look like? Well, now we know. It's right here on the website. Let me read this to you. Oh, let's make fun of this. Let's trigger some feminists. Here we go. The Women's March supports the feminist of color and grassroots groups organizing the International Women's Strike. Wait, so this is a... Oh, God, this links to another website. This is the International Women's Strike USA. Women'sStrikeUS.org. How to organize. Because you have to tell women how to fucking organize. Because they're too dumb. So the strike, I mean, is there, can you women figure anything out on yourself? Here's how you organize. Whenever possible, help the creation of a large women's strike social coalition. Check for information about local organizing on our website. You can go to our website. If there's no meeting yet for your town, help call one. Organize or participate in local march. Anyway, oh my, you can go read that. If in the media, contact us. Oh God. Our platform, what is this shit? An end to gender violence. Reproductive justice for all. Is there anything, you fucking cunts, is there anything in your life that doesn't revolve around the fucking hole between your legs? Reproductive justice. You already have 15 different forms of birth control. You already can get an abortion anytime you want. You can already not get the abortion and make a man give you money for the next 18 years of your life, if not more. How much fucking more do you fucking need? What do you not fucking have when it comes to fucking spitting a goddamn baby out of your cunt? The fuck, you labor rights. Yes, because you women can't get any fucking jobs. There's all these affirmative action laws forcing people to hire you because you have a fucking pussy and you still just not fucking happy. Oh my God. I can't make this up. Full social provisioning. Decades of neoliberal policies have seen the violent dismantling of social provisioning that has affected all women. While our working lives have been made increasingly precarious, what in the fuck are you talking about? Your working lives have been made increasingly precarious? You women get, you like work for nonprofits where you basically do nothing. You're getting paid money to just stand around and talk about your fucking feelings. My God. I'm reading all of this completely cold, guy. I'm losing my fucking mind. While our working lives have been made increasingly precarious, social services that might have provided a safety net against such harsh exploitation of labor, as if a woman has done any fucking labor any time in the last billion years, have either been attacked or removed completely. Yes, we evil libertarians, fucking anarchists and right wingers, we've taken away Social Security, food stamps, WIC, alimony, child support. Oh yeah, none of that stuff exists anymore. There's nothing between you fucking women and the street. You could just be fired at any fucking moment just because you have a vagina and you would instantly starve to death and die. There's a reason why I say women should not be allowed to vote, own property, or have jobs. This paragraph right here explains why I believe that with every ounce of my... That it's not even what I believe. It's a fact. It has nothing to do with my beliefs. It's a fact. Against these attacks, we demand an expansive restructuring of the American welfare system to serve the needs of the majority, such as universal health care. You stupid fucking cunt. Obamacare passed. Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, is the law. It makes health care affordable. Everyone has affordable health care now. It is illegal to not buy health insurance. This was your fucking messiah. This was your half-black, first affirmative action, second coming of Jesus, messiah president. You obviously hate black people. Okay. Serve the needs of the majority, such as universal healthcare, robust unemployment, because God forbid we get jobs, we want unemployment benefits. We're not going to get off our ass and get a fucking job. That would involve work. Robust unemployment and social security benefits and free education for all. Oh, it's free. It's free education. I'm sitting here right now. I just see red. I am so fucking sick of people whining about how they want free education. You know, those liberal college professors who are teaching you shit like feminist theory and all, they're not going to work for free. They have to get paid, because most of you, after you graduate with your worthless degree, you're not going to be able to get a real job. You're going to end up teaching at a college also as an adjunct professor. You want to work for free? There's no fucking such thing as free. Women cannot understand economics. This paragraph right here shows us everything that's wrong with allowing women to have jobs, participate in politics, and own property. They don't understand a fucking thing. You're gonna fucking tell me that there's no fucking social fucking welfare safety net, that it's been dismantled. We demand that the welfare system work to support our lives rather than shame us when we access such rights. We demand that the welfare system work to support our lives. Because it's not like you're going to work to support your life, right? You have a hole between your legs. Everybody on the planet Earth owes you anything you want for free. Because you have a fucking vagina. I'm speechless. I really am. I just, it's the stupidity on parade. Oh my God. I mean, I could spend days talking about that paragraph. Okay, for an anti-racist and anti-imperialist feminism, against the white supremacist in the current government, we want to dismantle all walls, from prison walls to border walls. Really? You're going to take down the prison walls? Well, does that mean letting out the rapist? Does that mean letting out the men who went to jail for not paying child support? Is that what you're going to do? And when you take down the prison walls, and you put all these people who work in the prisons out of jobs, well, I guess that's why you need that welfare safety net to support them for the rest of their lives, right? Environmental justice for all. Oh, and then oh my God, I'm going to puke. The page then continues. It has the same information in what I'm assuming to be Spanish. I don't, or Mexican. I don't know. Is there a difference between Spanish and Mexican? I'm not a ling. I don't know. Not a linguist. I mean, I'm sure there has to be some kind of differences. But I mean, it's like, you know, there's differences between American English and British English. Okay. After that, it's the same information in Arabic. This is why I want Muslims to come to the United States. I want them to come here. I want them to cut off women's clitorises. I want them to stone women to death. I want them to make women walk behind them and wear a fucking burqa. I want Arabic men to come here and beat the shit out of our Western women. Because we white men, we're not doing it. We are not doing it. Okay. Oh, God. Back to where we started. The Women's March supports the feminist of color and grassroots groups organizing the International Women's Strike on International Women's Day, March 8th, 2017. In the same spirit of love and liberation. No, this that inspired the Women's March. No, the Women's March was not inspired by love and liberation. The Women's March was inspired by a bunch of women who desperately wanted to get Donald Trump's attention because genetically their biology, their biological hardwiring recognized Donald Trump as the alpha male. And all women want to be impregnated by the alpha male sperm. All those women at the fucking Billion Bimbo Bitch March, they were there because they wanted, ultimately their reason in being there was they wanted Donald Trump to impregnate them. That's why they were there. They were not there out of some fucking spirit of love and liberation. They were there because they were trying to get the attention of the alpha male. Together, we will mark the day by recognizing the enormous value. I think we're using a different definition of the word enormous than the rest of us use. Actually, they're using a different definition of the word value also. The enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our socioeconomic system while receiving lower wages and experiencing greater inequalities, vulnerability to discrimination, sexual harassment, and job insecurity. Let's take every fucking lie and put it into one sentence. Anyone, anywhere can join by making March 8th a day without a woman in one or all of the following ways. Number one, women take the day off from paid and unpaid labor. Like I said, what are they going to do? Not show up for work? Please, please, please don't go to work. Why don't you take the whole fucking week off? The fucking GDP of the United States for that week would fucking jump because men would be able to go to work and fucking do stuff and accomplish things without women getting in the way and slowing them the fuck down. Take the whole fucking week off, honey. Okay, number two. Who predicted this? Oh, I did. I'm the great one. Avoid shopping for one day. With exceptions. There are, of course, exceptions. For small women and minority-owned businesses. And like I said, you're not going to go fucking shopping that day. The next day, you're just going to go out and buy the shit you would have bought the day before. It's not going to make a fucking difference. This is, and again, look at this, people. These are how women think they are going to punish Donald Trump and the people who supported for him, who voted for him. This is what these fucking stupid whores, these ignorant fucking cunts. They are going to punish Donald Trump, the president of the United States. They are going to punish Donald Trump by not going to work and not spending money. How many men out there, how many of you men out there would love it if, especially if you're married, let's say you're, how many of you men would love it if you could go to work for one day and there's no women there, and then you come home and find out your wife had not spent any money that day? This is my point about how women have no fucking self-awareness. They think that by removing themselves from the presence of men and not spending men's money, that they're going to punish us. And number three, for those women who don't have the balls to not go to work because they're cowards, and the women who can't avoid spending money because they're women and they can't avoid spending money, there's option number three, which is to wear red in solidarity with a day without women. Knowing, of course, that red is the color of sexual attraction. When a woman gets sexually aroused, her lips turn red, right? When studies have shown that people wearing red clothing are more sexually attractive to other people. Again, all you see, what's really the biology. This is all biology. They're trying to get the attention of men. They're trying to get men to notice them so that men will have sex with them. That's all this is. This is fat, ugly women with mustaches and armpit hair trying to get men, specifically Donald Trump, to notice them and impregnate them. The Women's March celebrates the labor that international women's strike organizers and others in what? Hold on. I don't think this is a sentence. The Women's March celebrates the labor the international women's strike organizers and others in planning global actions. That's not even a fucking grammatically correct sentence. You women can't even proofread your fucking website. Okay, this is why it's not gonna matter if you don't come to work. You're not doing anything. We are also inspired by recent courageous actions like the Bodhigada strike, led by Yemen immigrant store owners in New York City, and the Day Without Immigrants across the U.S. We applaud the efforts of #GrabYourWallet and others to bring public accountability to unethical corporate practices. I noticed when Obama was president for 8 fucking years, you didn't seem too concerned about unethical corporate practices of the military-industrial complex while your fucking half-black first affirmative action second coming of Jesus motherfucking president was murdering these Muslims you fucking care so much about with flying robots. Oh, you didn't give a shit then, did you? But now that the trumpeting has occurred, all of a sudden, your fucking vagina is the center of the cosmos, isn't it? I understand that not all women are this stupid, but reading stuff like this, this is why I don't give a shit about women anymore. I mean, to the girls out there, my friends, that's different. But in general, I just don't care. When I read a story about a woman getting raped, I laugh. And this is why I laugh. You fucking cunts have just devoted so much of your effort And when I say you fucking cunts, I don't mean all women. I'm talking about femistatists, okay? The femistatists have devoted so much effort to stirring up hatred between men and women. I'm at the point, I'm just going to go right along with it. I'm just going to hate you back. As we mark a day without women, we do so in support and solidarity for these and all efforts for equity. They love this word, equity. I don't even know what this fucking word means. Equity, justice, and human rights. What in the fuck? Goddamn fucking computer. Equity. Oh, God damn it. Equity. Justice according to natural law or right, specifically freedom from bias or favoritism. No, we don't need a world where there's no fucking bias and favoritism. If you're going to hire somebody to be an auto mechanic, you need to be biased towards somebody who has mechanical skills. All this, these women know they can't get jobs. That's why they're so fascinated with equity. Well, I have a degree in women's studies, and I don't understand why you want to hire me as an engineer. Well, because you don't know anything about engineering, honey. When millions, and again, I love how it's turned into millions, plural. When millions of us stood together in January, we saw clearly that our army of love greatly outnumbers that of fear, greed, and hatred. Well, no, it doesn't. 60 million people voted for Trump, which is your definition of fear, greed, and hatred. And there were, at most, slightly over 1 million of you out there with your pussy hats on. No, you are outnumbered. Now, the left as a whole, the social justice warrior types, the left-wing status, they outnumber the right, and that's why, as I keep saying, to the right, you've lost. You won a battle, but you've lost the war. Let's raise our voices together again to say that women's rights are human rights. Well, no, they're not, because you're very clearly differentiating women's rights from men's rights. Right? Men don't have a right to an abortion. Men do not have a right to get a job just because they have vaginas. There is very clearly in your world a difference between men and women. Let's raise our voices together again to say that women's rights are humans' rights, regardless of a woman's race. So, women's rights are human rights, regardless of a woman's race, ethnicity, religion, immigration status, sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, age, or disability. What if the woman is a Republican? What if she's a fundamentalist Christian? What if she's an anarchist? What if she voted for Donald Trump? What if she's anti-abortion? It's just lies after lies after lies. Oh God, oh Jesus fucking Christ, no. Click here for some graphics you can share as you partake in these actions. Oh God, it's a fucking zip file. Oh Jesus. All right, hang on. Let's download this. Save. All right, extract. Hold on. Let me find the fucking folder. What do we got in here? Oh, and of course there's a separate folder for the Mac OS X. Because Mac users, they can't use the same fucking image files everybody else uses. They have to have their own fucking image files. I like my Macintosh. It's so easy to use. And that's a fucking retard. Here we go. We honor the legacy of the movements before us. Hashtag Day Without Women. A Day Without a Woman. Environmental justice equals racial justice. Environmental justice equals economic justice. Environmental justice equals gender justice. Do you get the impression that this is about environmentalism? Gather your people. Consult your community. Support each other. Unless, of course, that woman, that other woman over there is a Republican or conservative or stay-at-home mom or a fundamentalist Christian or a Trump voter or anti-abortion. Then you don't have to support her. And look at the little graphic with all the different color hands, because it's a rainbow of skin colors. Oh my God. This is fucking sick. Femistatism runs wild. Girls, take your fucking day off. Stay the fuck home. Don't spend any of your husband's money. Don't spend any of that fucking child support money you're getting from a man who may not even be the father of your child. Well, this is not going to hurt anybody. It's not. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. Stay the fuck home and make the world a better place by not participating in the world, which is what you women should be doing anyway. Not owning property, not having jobs, and not, under any fucking circumstances, ever being allowed to participate in politics.